It started for two reasons. One, I wanted to find some celebrations that were seasonal for a community group that I was a part of, and I had a Waldorf-inspired nature-based play school, my home back in the day, for my oldest. And we found all these different traditions around Yuletide or winter solstice. And so we decided to kind of start dabbling in that because it just had a more meaningful experience for us in that we're not Christian. And so it gave us another option that has a similar feel. There's two solstices every year. There's a summer solstice and a winter solstice. And winter solstice is you have the longest night of the year because the sun is obviously far away. And so the celebrations wrap around that story of that kind of that duality, that yin yang, if you will, and also of the wax and wane of the seasons. So the traditions that our family does for winter solstice are very similar to what Yuletide or Christmas time feels like, especially in our culture now. We have what's called a Yuletide tree, or we'll call it our solstice tree, and it's going to be the evergreen. That's a symbol that was carried over from solstice and Yuletide traditions for a long time, so that the evergreen bough and the holly are actually traditionally Yuletide symbols, so we keep with those. But we do have lights because they represent this kind of we are aware of the darkness, and the lights kind of help give us hope throughout the darkest times of the year. A tradition that we've adopted from the Waldorf methodology is we would do what's called a spiral garden. You get pine boughs and you put them into a big spiral, and then in the middle you have a tree stump and there's a candle on it. And so each participant has an apple, which again is kind of the idea of bearing fruit. It's the foreshadowing of good things to come. And the children walk in with an unlit candle through this spiral. Again, the idea of kind of, you know, circling into the darkest night, and they go to the center where there is the sun. They light their candle, and on the way out, they choose a spot in the spiral where they can lay down their apple. And so by the end, when all the children have come through that process, your spiral is lit up, and that's the symbol that the sun has returned and there's warmer days ahead.